DraftInsider.net. Tony Pauline is the go-to guy. Reach him on Twitter at Tony Pauline. Tony, how are you doing today?
I'm okay. Thanks for having me.
Hey, really appreciate it. I know it's a busy, busy time of year for you. We're having this massive debate here in the studio. I say if you love Jalen Smith and he's there at 27 and the doctors and it all checks out, I think the Packers would have to seriously consider it, but they need inside linebacker help like yesterday. What do you think?
Yeah, there's no way I'm taking Jalen Smith in the first round. I mean, maybe second round, maybe third round. I mean, Jalen Smith, you know, it was the inevitable was announced today. He's not playing this year. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I don't know how the knee is going to check out. And you look at him, I mean, his game, he's not an offensive lineman coming off a severe knee injury. Here's a guy who basically, his game was lateral explosion, the ability to basically go full momentum to his left, stop and come back right, backpedal. So I would not take Jalen Ramsey. Literally, I wouldn't take him till the last day. I think maybe he fits in the third round. So if he's there in the third round, you got to take him. But, you know, when you talk about the type of knee injury that he has and potential, you know, if it's not permanent nerve damage, it's a stretched nerve, and, you know, how is he going to come back? And when he comes back, how good is he going to be compared to what he is? There's just too many red flags for me to consider him in the second or third round, never mind the first round. I would agree with you about the inside linebacker position. I mean, if Reggie Ragland happens to be there, and I don't think he's going to be there, but if he happens to fall, or even if he's starting to fall and the Packers think they can move up a few slots to get him, take their second Alabama kid in 3 years, I think that's a no-brainer for the team.
Eddie Lacy, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, and maybe this cat.
There you go. I forgot about Lacy. I was thinking about Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, they've had a lot of luck with Alabama players. Sidmo.
Okay, with that, you're on the clock of the Packers. Who are you picking?
Well, who's available to me? I mean, if Reggie Ragland's there, I'm looking at Reggie Ragland. If not, you know, I'm looking at some of the top defensive tackles. I think Jonathan Bullard of Florida has got to be a consideration. Kenny Clark of UCLA has got to be a consideration. You know, I don't think Nimdichie's going to be there, but if he is, it's because too many red flags have popped up.
Okay.
Vernon Butler's got to be a consideration. A lot of people like Chris Jones. I just don't think Chris Jones is a Mississippi State. I just don't think he's a Ted Thompson type of player.
Visiting with Tony Pauline here, NFL draft analyst at draftinsider.net. How deep would you go in the second round, do you guess anyway, your best guess on D-tackle? Could the Packers conceivably fill something at 27 and get a guy that could come in and help him with Raji's departure and panel being suspended 4 games and all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. It depends exactly on the type of defensive tackle that they want. Adolphus Washington of Ohio State's a good player, though he's more of a three-technique tackle. Hassan Ridgeway of Texas, very underrated player. 6'3 and a half, 303 pounds, ran under 5 at the combine, plays to those numbers, very athletic, has some growth potential. I think that's a guy who I have him as a third rounder right now, could fit into the late part of round 2. Austin Johnson out of Penn State, 6'4 and a half, 315 pounds, a guy who occupies the gaps but also shows the ability to make plays. Again, I have him as a third rounder, but I don't think late second round is that far off for a guy like Austin Johnson. So there will be talent really at the defensive tackle position for the Packers, you know, through the third round. It's just that if you're looking for an immediate starter at the next level, you know, it may take those guys in round 2 or 3 a bit of time to develop before they're ready to play with the first team.
You listen to Sportsline Live, New Mail Medical Fan Studios. Chris Harry Marcus visiting with Tony Pauline, NFL draft analyst on the Fan.
You know, with the draft right around the corner, who's climbing up the charts?
Well, I got Jack Conklin of Michigan State. A lot of people think he could eventually be the second tackle off the board because they look at Ronnie Stanley of Notre Dame as solely a right tackle. Right tackles are in high demand these days, but Conklin of Michigan State is a guy who people think is a right tackle, may be able to play left tackle, so he's moving up draft boards. I think that is one of the hot names right now. Green, the defensive back from Clemson, he's moving up draft boards, but he's gone from a last-day pick into the second round. T.J. Green, he's a guy who played safety at Clemson. He's got tremendous athleticism. A lot of teams like him as a bump-and-run cover corner. He's probably going to hop in the second day. Jason Spriggs could be a surprise early pick on round 1. The left tackle from Indiana, because a lot of people feel that after Laramie Tunsil, and I am of this opinion, he's probably the best pure left tackle in the draft. And left tackles have a tendency to go much higher than people predict.
Tony, just a hypothetical, because we've been kicking this around forever. At 20, or even let's say with the Raiders and Reggie McKenzie with his ties with the Packers, Darren Lee is there. Do the Packers consider their first and the third, perhaps, and whatever you need to do to get there?
You know, I love Darren Lee. I just don't know that he's a good fit for the Packers system. I think he's one of the most underrated players in this year's draft. When I watched the film, I thought he was the most consistent defender on the Ohio State defense. But the fact is, he's under 6 foot. He's still young, and I don't know how good of a fit he is for that Packers system.
Visiting with Tony Pauline here on The Fan.
Not related to the Packers. What is Cleveland going to do at number two?
Well, you know, if I could tell you that, I could probably tell you the numbers for tonight's lottery.
Yeah.
I think what Cleveland's going to do is they're basically going to take a wait-and-see approach. First of all, you've got to see who the Rams are going to take. It looks like it's going to be Jared Goff. So if Jared Goff is off the board, I think what the Browns are going to do is they're just going to entertain offers for that second pick in the draft. I don't know that they're necessarily going to go with the best offer, but they're going to try and squeeze as much out of that offer as they possibly can. If they don't make a trade, it'll come down to, I believe, Carson Wentz, the quarterback from North Dakota State, or Jalen Ramsey, the defensive back from Florida State. If they do trade down, you know, they could take a tackle. They could take Paxton Lynch, depending on how far they trade down. I don't think they're going to take Ezekiel Elliott. A lot of people think it's going to be running back. I don't think with their new regime in there, they're going to look running back early on. I basically think that they're going to wait and see what the Rams do, and then they're going to wait and see and try and shop that pick to get the biggest offer possible.
Okay. Visiting with Tony Pauline here on The Fan. Ted Thompson loves early entries. Who would be a second, third round kind of guy that any early entry that you really like that is available? Any position, doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, if you're looking at the defensive tackle position, we mentioned Austin Johnson and Hassan Ridgeway. I think those two guys, fourth-year juniors, you know, fit needs. They're very good players. He likes guys with upside. Both of those guys have got great upside, especially Hassan Ridgeway. So I think that you could fit a need with the type of player that he likes.
Visiting with Tony Pauline. Last thing, middle-round linebackers. Kid out of Utah State, who do you like that maybe if the Packers do go D-tackle early, whatever, third, fourth round?
Yeah, I think the kid from Utah State, Kyle Frackwell, is actually going to be a second-round pick because he is basically a 3-4 outside linebacker that can rush the pass and can play three downs. So I think he's going to be gone as far as the middle rounds are concerned. Beniquez Brown out of Mississippi State is a guy that I know the Packers liked early on. He's an underrated linebacker. He's a terrific run defender. He's a solid athlete, 230 pounds, ran under 4.7. He's got underrated cover skills. People say he doesn't cover well. I disagree with that. Another kid is Blake Martinez out of Stanford, 6'1 and a half, 237 pounds. Not the greatest athlete in the world, but very instinctive. A guy who basically diagnoses plays and sees them before they unfold and gets to the spot again. An intellectual, but also a physical player who gets the most out of his ability. Someone who I don't think is going to be a special player at the next level, but is the type of guy that will consistently produce and make plays on Sunday that don't necessarily show up on the stat sheet.
Hey, got to ask you, Tony, Nick Vigil, Utah State linebacker, inside linebacker, what do you think about him?
Yeah, I think he's a good last day pick. I mean, he's very athletic. He's a terrific run defender, very good in the box, very good as far as, you know, a chase and pursuit linebacker, can get outside the numbers and run down ball carriers, cut the corners off. Think he needs some work on his coverage skills. Think he just needs to physically mature. But I think if you take Vigil on that last day of the draft, he's a guy who, you know, maybe can fill in for you early in his career in certain situations and eventually develop into a starter on Sunday.
You know, we're saying that the Packers are in dire need, in my opinion, of a third down back. Which back is available, maybe third, fourth, fifth round, that could fill that void?
A lot of good third down backs. I mean, third round, third, fourth round in the area, Tyler Irvin from San Jose State, a guy who, you know, really stood out during the Senior Bowl, had a great combine, very productive, 5'10", 190 pounds, ran 4.37. You watch him play. He plays like a big back. He's not afraid to take it up the field between the tackles. Terrific pass catcher out of the backfield. Not just a very good pass catcher, a guy who's a legitimate downfield threat, will also help out and impact the game as a return specialist. If you're looking for a late-round, last-day guy, Aaron Green out of TCU, really, underrated, wasn't invited to the combine, performed well at the Senior Bowl, but in that TCU offense, ran well on the inside, has the ability to turn the perimeter, also another guy who's very good catching the ball out of the backfield.